Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
It is indeed another week of learning, another day of learning, and this morning we are joined by another fascinating guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. My name is Duncan Bakke, and I'm doing a PhD up at the Auckland Bioengineering Institute.
Bioengineering.
Yeah.
So, where to begin, Tess?
Is that the mechanics of the human?
Okay, yeah.
That's
what I do specifically. So, that's biomechanics. That's okay. Definitely my area. Bioengineering, though, is everything.
It's anything
to do with life and using engineering to model it, to solve medical problems, everything.
Yeah, and you're interested in walking, right? This is the topic of today.
Yeah, that's me. So I do what's called gait mechanics, which is just the physics of walking. Mm. I treat the legs like they're a series of individual segments, and then I model how our muscles put torque around our legs to propel us forward.
Yeah, that's insane to me.
Yeah.
Absolutely wild. How did you get into that?
Oh, man, it was a fourth year class that I did with Tor Bezier. He used to teach a first-year class for engineers, but he doesn't anymore. So if you know who Tor Bezier is, congratulations, you're old like me. But we did this really cool course where he explained how all this stuff works. I learned how to use a program at a Stanford called OpenSim to model how it does, which is open source, by the way. So if you want to play with it, it's a lot of fun, OpenSim. And then I came in and said, hey, what projects do you have going? And he talked to me about all these different stuff, and I picked out one on stroke rehabilitation.
Yeah. So talk us through that a little bit. What are you working on exactly?
So the overall focus of my project is to try and make stroke rehab more effective. Mm. So one of the things that happens after someone has a stroke is they sometimes adopt what's called hemipredic gait, which translates to half paralyzed.
Right.
You get a lower amount of strength and control on one side of the body, and the amount of power that limb produces drops in comparison to the other limb. What I focus on specifically is trying to get the balance between the ankle and the hip on that side to move back towards a more normal ratio.
Okay.
Right.
So you go.
You're part of a team that have kind of developed it's called a haptic bracelet. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that to do with kind of providing feedback on that balance and the ratio between the ankle and the hip movement?
Absolutely. So it's a little simpler than that. We call it the haptic feedback bracelet. It's a bunch of tiny little buzz motors, basically. And it's connected to a simple model that figures out in real time how much torque you're putting on your ankle.
Right.
And if you bring it over a certain threshold, it gives you a buzz, so you know you're doing it right. So what we find is the torque on the affected side in a stroke patient is so much lower than on the other side. And if we can bring that up, you just get more efficient walking, which means they can walk for longer, it's less painful, they can walk faster. There's a million things that we're trying to aim for there.
Right. So it's almost like, not necessarily like a positive reward in terms of what the bracelet offers, but a similar kind of model in terms of you understand when you're doing something right so you can continue to kind of recreate that action.
No, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. It's giving you a way to perceive that you've done something, because it's hard to know, right?
Yeah.
It's giving you a sense of whether you're doing something right from an efficiency point of view, from a mechanically effective point of view. So it's one thing to be told, hey, yep, that's the right step. Mm. Congratulations, do that again.
Mm.
But it's another thing entirely to feel it, right? Mm. When you take the step and you've done it right, you get that buzz. It's like as though you scratch an itch.
Yeah.
Right? It's a different way of doing it.
So you focus mainly on walking, but could this be reproduced kind of in a similar kind of manner for other kind of parts of the body that are affected by strokes?
In theory. So there's a couple of other cool projects that are going on with stroke rehab, especially at the ABI.
Right.
Brian Ruddy, who I think you guys had on December last year.
Yeah, yeah.
They have a really cool one where they're just doing motorized assistance.
Mm.
So when someone's trying to do something, trying to lift the arm, for example, it provides a lot of the power required to do that so that they can exercise the muscles that you wouldn't otherwise be able to do, which is really cool.
Right. So this is obviously quite a, pardon the accidental pun here, a big step in terms of like with rehabilitating people that have gone through this.
Yeah.
Does this work as kind of like the sole replacement for kind of on that rehabilitation road, or does it work alongside kind of other methods of kind of rehabilitation?
No, that's an excellent point. It's definitely not a replacement. It's meant to aid traditional practices. One of the things that's really important about bioengineering specifically is physicians do not like it when they're like, "Oh, you're trying to make something that's better than I am."
Yeah,
absolutely
yeah.
not. That's not the point. If this thing is built or built using a model that's seeing something in the background of how the mechanics are working, it just has a greater degree of insight. That means the physiotherapist can say, "Great, are you feeling the buzz? Take a longer step. Push off harder with your toes. Are you feeling the buzz yet?"
Yeah.
So it's another tool. Is where it is.
Because you kind of still need that physician to kind of be able to say, "Why don't you try it this way or that way or move like that?" Until you get to the point where you are getting the correct buzz
each time. And so, because obviously there will be a lot of challenges with walking, is it predominantly, what in your area of study, is the main thing the balance between the hip and the ankle, or is there other effects like within the leg that kind of have effects on people's gait?
In my work, it's the balance between the hip and the ankle. There are other things, inversion, eversion of the, or sorry, tilting of the ankle, like in and out while you're stepping can affect the mechanics of it. There's another really cool project on that. They were actually the ones who did the bracelet initially. We inherited the tech from that group. Let's see. There's another really cool project that my friend Kelly has his PhD impending right now about tibial acceleration when running. So like how fast you're flicking your leg around your knee.
Right.
And giving feedback on that. So yeah, no, there's lots of things, but this is something specifically for stroke patients.
I was just going to ask, could you in theory use the buzz bracelet on a non-stroke patient to kind of work out like how they could walk better as well?
In theory, absolutely. It's one of those things where we actually had to test it on non-stroke patients first.
Right.
We published a paper where we did it on 20 people who had nothing wrong with them just to see if we could change how they walk. And the really cool thing was it worked.
Yeah.
You know? We're trying with stroke patients now, but we haven't finished the trials yet, so I can't tell you how that's going.
Okay.
But suffice to say, qualitatively, I think it's going really well.
Awesome.
But yeah, it works for people who haven't had a stroke.
So this is something that you're obviously trialing now, and then we could potentially expect to see rolled out, hopefully.
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to see my work mean something. Yeah.
That would be
awesome.
Incredible. Thank you so much for coming in and talking about it. It's absolutely fascinating. Good luck with everything and continuing.
Thanks so much, Oscar.
No. Again, have a wonderful day. That was Duncan Barke, yes?
Yeah, man.
Of Auckland University, studying a PhD on rehabilitating those who have had injuries via stroke and how they can get their gait mechanics back to the standard or above the standard levels.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.